Robert Swope, Councilman Robert Swope. Thank you very much for joining us, sir. Talking about this, and this is, of course, the headline, and this is a headline that I've been talking about, as Nashville, it looks like it's going to go from Music City to a sanctuary city, as the headline is, Nashville preparing to become the most liberal sanctuary city in the United States. And there is this move afoot inside Metro Council. Bob Mendez and Colby Sledge are drafting this legislation, and what they're trying to do is they're trying to make Nashville essentially into a sanctuary city. And so I'm really glad that you're joining us. You are one of eight council members who voted against this measure, but there are 25 others that voted for this measure. Let's talk about what exactly is in this, because I think that on the surface, we have some of these folks on the left that are all about inclusion. And the mayor has said, Megan Berry says that she wants to make Nashville a quote unquote welcoming city. But with this particular policy, these sanctuary city policies in place, these are not the kind of people that we want to feel welcome in Nashville. So as far as this legislation, if that's what you want to call it, this bill, this measure goes, what is it specifically that you don't like about this bill that you voted against it last night?
Well, I also voted against it on first read. When it went through on consent, I was the only no vote. Last night, there were eight no votes. I wish there were a lot more. I would have loved to have killed Ordinance 739 last night, but that didn't happen. What this does is it basically hand ties the Metro Nashville Police Department and more specifically the Sheriff's Department. It's Companion Bill 743, and if you don't mind, let's work in reverse here.
Sure.
743 basically negates a federal contract that the city of Nashville and the sheriff's office have with the U.S. Marshal Service. That any time our sheriff's office is asked to detain an illegal immigrant because they are wanted for either a felony or a misdemeanor by the federal government, we are paid for that detainee. We bill the federal government, the federal government pays the bill.
Okay.
So the first thing to remember is we're not spending one dime of taxpayer money on any of this right now.
That's a great point, by the way. That's a great point. So go ahead.
Keep
going.
Which is also something that nobody has ever brought to light on this. Secondly, if 743 passes, which we've deferred until August, if 743 passes, it negates a 21-year-old contract with the federal government and leaves a hole where any time an illegal immigrant who has a felony record comes through our system, unless we can hold them on a current criminal charge, Sheriff Hall is going to be forced to release them into the public.
And now Sheriff Hall has come out and said that he does not support these bills. So let's just stick with this for a moment. If you're smirking. So what happens if Sheriff Hall has a standoff with essentially the mayor and the council? What happens then? Is it forced into some sort of a court? I mean, what ultimately happens?
Okay, that right. And the reason we deferred 743 is for pretty much exactly the question of the reasoning you're just asking.
Okay.
What we've asked for is a opinion from the state attorney general on whether or not the sheriff is a state employee or a metro employee. He's actually a state constitutionally elected official. So as a consequence, is he responsible to the state of Tennessee, in which case 743 would be completely illegal, or is he responsible to the city of Nashville, in which case it's debatable. So there's a huge legal issue going on right here, and once you take the emotion of illegal immigration out of the equation, and that's what I've asked all my fellow council members to do, and that's what I ask everyone to do.
Mm-hmm.
Please take the emotion out of all of this conversation. This is not about breaking up families. This is not about sending mommy back to Mexico and stranding her children here. That is not what anybody is trying to do. What we're trying to do is enforce the existing laws that the United States of America has had on the books for 240 years. We are all immigrants. Every single American citizen is an immigrant of some form. But we all came here legally. We went through the process. We paid the price. We made the commitment. if we allow illegal immigrants to remain illegal in this country, we are literally creating a new class of citizen. 739 creates a new class of citizen. And by that, I mean, we're not going to ask them if they're illegal or not. So we're basically saying, okay, you're a criminal. You have violated the immigration laws of the United States of America. And we're going to do nothing about it. Now, if I go out and get arrested for a DUI, I can promise you right now, the laws are going to apply to me, and they're going to apply to me hard. Yet we're asking for that not to happen to a group of people known as illegal immigrants. That's what bothers me the most about it.
And one of the things, just to put this in sort of a real-life perspective, sir, Robert Swope joins us, Councilman Robert Swope. One of the things that concerns me about this bill, because I cover this stuff a lot, is the fact that if somebody is pulled over and arrested for, let's just say, for example, a DUI, which is one of the more common situations that we find ourselves in across the country, where illegal aliens and also legal citizens as well. But when an illegal alien is pulled over for a DUI and it's in a sanctuary city and they're not allowed to essentially hold this person where they are, let's say, for example, eligible for deportation, but instead, because they're not allowed to ask them about their immigration status, and then off they go, they pay their fine or do whatever it is that they do. And then we find out a month or 2 months later, that same person gets behind the wheel of a car who's not even supposed to be here and is drunk and slams into a family of five and kills them all. And so by this happening in a sanctuary city, ultimately you're putting the legal citizens and illegal citizens in this city as well, but you're putting everybody at risk by not being able to get rid of the people who are illegal aliens.
Dan, let's call it what it is. We would be discriminating against legal U.S. citizens at that point.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And so I guess the question
is exactly the way it would be. Now, and let me give you some hard statistics. In speaking with Sheriff Hall actually this morning, he was asked 3 weeks ago to give 1 week statistics on the illegal immigrants that were pulled over for whatever offense or arrested for whatever offense in this county and held for INS deportation. He sent me that entire list. There were 19 people in 1 week that were detained and deported detained by the sheriff's office and deported from INS. Every single one of those people was wanted on felony warrants for aggravated assault, illegal guns, cocaine, heroin distribution, aggravated burglary. The list went on and on and on. These are not families that are making a living and quote unquote paying taxes. These are criminals. Now, if 739 passes, as Darren said to me this morning, Sheriff Hall said to me this morning, if 739 passes, he will have to let all 19 of those people go every week.
Yeah, and that goes with what I was saying about if somebody is arrested for DUI and then you let them go, then they're free to drive drunk again when they shouldn't be in this country. And you bring it home even more, which is, okay, let's talk about things like murder. Let's talk about guns. Let's talk about knives. Let's talk about drug dealers. Let's talk about all of these other things. And to your point, it's something that I've been saying all along as it relates to, and I don't want to drag you into this whole thing, but the whole leftist narrative, which is, we really have two different narratives. We have the narrative of the left, which is, oh, the president is, as you said, trying to break up families and deport people, deport mom and dad while the kids are, left here in America and so forth. And then there's the other side of it, which is, to me, the appropriate side, which is the president is simply trying to enforce our immigration laws. And that's all that apparently Sheriff Hall wants to do and folks such as yourself and somebody like me as well. We're concerned about the immigration laws in this country, and we're also concerned about the effect that such a law and such a policy would have here in Nashville. Have you guys done any research or had any conversations on what would be the effect on Music City if this ultimately goes into effect, what would happen? Because I know that there's discussions about how this would attract MS-13, which is, we both know it's the horrific gang. This would attract all kinds of people to Davidson County and to Nashville because these policies, for lack of a better way to say it, I mean, it kind of gives them permission to do whatever godforsaken thing it is that they're going to do, and they're not going to be asked about their immigration status.
I actually take it a step farther than that. What 739 will do is passed, it is literally create a class of illegal aliens, and let's call them what they are. Because an immigrant, by definition, is somebody who comes to a country legally.
Okay.
An alien is somebody who wades across the border illegally. They're an alien. That's a federal legal term. It's not meant as a slang or derogatory term in any shape, form, or fashion. It is a federal and state legal term. So they're illegal aliens. 739 puts them in a different class. Now, if that's established in this city, do you think it's going to take very long for everybody who wants to hide from the federal government to come to Nashville?
Right. And then I think that what's going to happen, sir, is that a lot of the things that, and I was talking about this in the first hour, a lot of the things that people love about Nashville, it's the It City, and we've got all kinds of great things going on here. All of a sudden now we're a sanctuary city, and now what we've done is when Megan Berry says we want to be a welcoming city, yeah, we're welcoming in crime, drugs, as you say, illegal aliens, and we're essentially giving them a way to stay in Nashville and in Davidson County. When they do something wrong, we're not allowed to ask them of their status. And so essentially what that's going to do is that gives them, permission.
It gives them elevated status over the voting electorate that is here on a legal basis. And if I can delve into the law for just a minute, and keep in mind, I'm no attorney. I'm not a paralegal. I'm let's just say, as a councilman, I'm learning on the fly. But Tennessee Annotated Code 768-103, which was enacted in 2009, and I quote, a local official or entity shall not adopt any ordinance or policy that prohibits compliance with all applicable federal laws pertaining to immigration. Officials are also prohibited from interfering with the enforcement of said laws. That is on the Tennessee state books right now. Now, let me read from 739.
Okay.
Section 1134.30, inquiries into immigration status. A, a department, board, commission, officer, or employee of the metropolitan government of Nashville and Davidson County, including law enforcement officers, shall not request information about or otherwise assist in the investigation of the citizenship or immigration status of any person unless otherwise required by federal or state or court order. Now, those two are in direct violation of one another.
Mm-hmm.
So for anybody to claim that 739, one, does not violate state law or federal law, all you have to do is read the print. And two, if you don't think this creates a sanctuary city status, you're reading the wrong piece of paper.
Well, and here, and here's the thing, and I got this out of the Tennessean, and this is what I'm a little confused about, is they quote at-large Councilman Bob Mendez, who is lead sponsor for the legislation, frame the ordinance as steps toward better public safety, arguing it would encourage immigrants to report crimes to police when they occur. And here's the other part that I'm confused about is he also said, at least according to the Tennessean, Metro would still comply with state and federal law if the bill is approved. I don't understand that because they're directly saying that, well, no, we won't.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And as a matter of fact, all the council members got an email from Director Pratt at Social Services here in Nashville. And the question was asked, how many requests or concerns for deportation and or illegal immigration have you received in the last month? You know what her answer was? Zero.
You know, I guess the question is to you and I, Robert, because I talk about this stuff every single day, and you think about this stuff. Perhaps you talk about it every day as well. I'm not sure. But to us, it's completely obvious as to what's going on here. What possible justification, knowing what we know about what happened to Kate Steinle, for example, in San Francisco, and knowing what we know about what a sanctuary city status does to cities across America, what possible justification does, and folks are calling up and asking, who exactly is it that is sponsoring this legislation? One of them is Bob Mendez. The other one is Colby Sledge. What justification?
And there are 12 others.
And 12 others. What possible justification, when you present them with all of the evidence, are they using to continue to want to make Nashville a sanctuary city?
To be honest with you, I have absolutely no idea.
All right. It makes no sense to me whatsoever.
I'm still trying to sort that out in my own feeble brain. And like I started off saying in the very beginning of this, this is not about rounding up 33,000 people and throwing them back across any single border.
No, this is about lawbreakers who have committed crimes other than being an illegal alien.
Thank you. I like to think, and after the last month, I am so enormously proud to call myself a Nashvillian, I can't begin to tell you. Between the CMA, the Predators, and everything else, Bonnaroo, everything else that has happened in this city, all at one time, Metro Nashville Police Department, Fire, EMT, Public Works, all of them have done an amazing, amazing job. I am very proud of this city. And I'm actually proud of the 33,000 illegal immigrants that live here. But if you are breaking the law, then you need to be punished, not be put into a separate class of citizens that says, okay, well, you can break the law, but nobody else can.
Yeah, and here's the other thing about that is, you know, and I mentioned this in the first hour, the story starts out talking about how there were hundreds of Nashville immigrants that were cheering on these folks from Metro City Council who are advocating for this bill. Don't those immigrants know that these people who are breaking the law as far as drunk driving, rape, murder, mayhem, all these things that we're talking about, they're going right back into their community. So these are people that are, you know, committing violent crimes going back into these communities. And obviously this is also going to spill out into Williamson County. It's going to spill out into Williamson County and Rutherford County as well. So I guess the question, sir, is what is the next step here? Well, first of all, we talked to Jed Matheny yesterday, and one of the things that he said was that if the Metro Council decides to pass this, well, then there are measures that they can take on a state level that they can try and do something to thwart this. Do you think this really is going to pass? You mentioned in the first reading there was only one person who voted against it. That was you. Now there's eight. Do you think that if there is enough pressure put on the Metro Council, will they backtrack on this and say, well, maybe this isn't such a good idea after all?
Well, again, we're waiting on opinions from the state AG.
Right.
And a few other legal pieces of advice, both on 743 and 739. To be honest with you, I don't know. It's a very close vote. And I would highly recommend that anybody listening right now that is against this, you need to call all your councilmen.
And that was going to be, that was going to be my next question, which is I'm getting deluged with questions from folks, and they're asking what can they do. And you need to figure out who your councilman is or councilperson is, and you need to let them know that no, this is not okay. So the next level here is, I know you're waiting for more information. The third reading has that been scheduled?
July 6th.
Okay. Well, as the situation develops, can you keep us up to speed on what's going on?
I'd be glad to.
All right. Very much appreciated. Robert Swope joining us, talking about the move to make Nashville a sanctuary city. So a lot of good intel from him, and we appreciate him letting us know the very latest.